Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In this lesson, we will talk about the signs of root canal problems. So, let's start. Your patient can hardly miss the signs that an endodontic treatment is needed. As with any kind of dental problem, patients should never ignore pain or any changes in their mouth. Die Anzeichen, dass eine endodontologische Behandlung notwendig ist, kann ein Patient kaum übersehen. Wie bei jeder Art von Zahnproblem sollten Patienten Schmerzen oder Veränderungen im Mund niemals ignorieren. The sooner problems are taken care of, the better the treatment outcome will be. Root canal therapy can treat the symptoms as well as any underlying cause, making sure that your patient's overall oral health is protected. Signs that tell your patients they need a root canal therapy. Number one, severe pain and sensitivity. Pain is one of the most obvious symptoms of a tooth infection. For example, toothache that does not go away. Pain from an infected tooth can occur suddenly or may come in waves. Pain that is deep in your tooth or that spreads to your face, jaw, or other teeth may mean you have an infection. Questions you may ask your patient. Did you experience pain once or several times over the last few days? Does the pain intensify when you are sitting or lying in bed? Do your teeth react sensitive to hot or cold foods or drinks? Does your tooth hurt when you eat or touch it? Number two, changes of the gums. Your gums around an infected tooth can swell as the soft tissue becomes inflamed. This could lead to mild pain or bleeding when brushing. Your gums may also darken in color. Small pimples can appear on the gums, which may come and go. Questions you may ask your patient. Are your gums swollen? Do your gums feel tender? Have your gums changed their color?
Werbung. Berliner Teamtag Dental ist die Fortbildung für das ganze Praxisteam. Am 13. März 2026 in Berlin. Kommunikation, Teamkultur, Abrechnung, digitale Helfer, Praxismarketing mit Social Media und mehr. Viel Input und Tipps, wie ihr den Praxisalltag leichter rocken könnt. Jetzt anmelden unter quint.news/teamtag.
Number three, damage to your tooth. When a tooth is damaged with a chip, crack, or breakage, the softer tissue inside will become exposed thus leading to infection. Fixing damage early can prevent the need for a root canal treatment. Damaged teeth can be repaired with fillings, inlays, and crowns. Questions you may ask your patient. Where do you feel the pain? Has the sensitivity of your tooth changed? Number 4. Bad taste in your mouth and bad breath. If the infection is severe, you may develop an abscess. An abscess can lead to a significant infection, swelling, and drainage from in and around the affected tooth. This may lead to particularly bad taste in the mouth and persistent bad breath. Questions you may ask your patient. Do you have a bad taste in your mouth? Do you have bad breath even after tooth brushing? Number 5. Changes in your tooth and jaw. A tooth infection may cause your tooth to darken. Pus from infected tooth pulp can soften the bones supporting your tooth. This makes your tooth feel loose. Your jaw may swell from pus that does not drain away from your infected tooth area. Questions you may ask your patient. Have you noticed a change in your tooth color? Does your tooth feel loose? Have you noticed a swelling in your jaw area? Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To darken. Verdunkeln, nachdunkeln. To notice. Bemerken. To intensify. Verstärken. Damaged. Beschädigt. Loose. Locker. Persistent. Hartnäckig, anhaltend. Severe. Heftig. Schlimm. Pimples. Pickel. Soft tissue. Weiches Gewebe. Pus. Eiter. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit der Patientenberatung vor einer Wurzelbehandlung. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch. Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.